Gaza man says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in his evacuated house. Date modified colon 2024-10-19T20:20:46.967Z. Description colon the Israeli military released drone footage it said showed Sinwar in a partially destroyed house before he was killed. Comma dot, Hamas leader Sinwar was killed in my ruined house, Gaza man tells BBC, Getty Images, Yahya Sinwar, pictured in June 2021, was killed by Israeli forces on October 16. A Palestinian man from Gaza has told the BBC that the house the former Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in was his home for 15 years before he had to flee in May. Ashraf Abio Taha said he was shocked as he identified the partially destroyed building in Israeli drone footage of the incident as his home on Ibn Sina Street in Rafah, southern Gaza. Sinwar, the key figure behind the October 7 attacks on Israel, was killed by Israeli troops on Wednesday. The Israeli military released drone footage that it said showed Sinwar in a partially destroyed house before he was killed. BBC Verify analyses footage of the Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar's killing. Mr. Abio Taha told BBC Arabic's Gaza Lifeline that he had left his home in Rafah for Khan Yunis on May 6, when Israel ordered evacuations and began its military offensive in Rafah, and had not received any news of his house until now. Mr. Abio Taha said his daughter first showed him the footage purportedly capturing Sinwar's last moments on social media, saying it depicted their house in Rafah. He initially didn't believe her, he said, until his brother confirmed the house was indeed his. I was like, yes, this is my house, and I saw the pictures and here I was shocked, Mr. Abio Taha said. He said he had no idea why Sinwar was there or how he got there. Never ever did me and my brothers and sons have anything to do with this, he said. The BBC has verified that pictures and videos provided by Mr. Abio Taha of his home match imagery of the house where Sinwar was killed. BBC Verify compared and matched images of the home's window archways, external decorations on doorways, shelves, and armchairs from the footage. The BBC cannot independently verify that Mr. Abio Taha owned the home, who will lead Hamas after killing of Yahya Sinwar, Ashraf Abio Taha. The tiles around the doorway from the house Mr. Abio Taha says is his are similar to those from the partially destroyed building where Israeli troops said they killed Yahya Sinwar, IDF. The footage of Sinwar's killing was analyzed by the BBC, and the house in which he was last seen was one of the few partially destroyed buildings in a neighborhood with extensive damage. The Israeli assault on Rafah in May was met with strong international criticism, and triggered the exodus of more than a million Palestinians, according to the UN. Many had been forced to move for a second or third time, as they had been sheltering in and around Rafah after being displaced from other parts of Gaza. Mr. Abio Taha said he had built his home in Rafah himself with the help of his siblings. It had cost some 200,000 shekels, £41,400 pounds, and had been in good condition when he left, he said. He described his home's orange sofas and an orange casserole dish, remembering the last time he saw them as he fled his home. These are memories because some of these were brought by my mum and they are very precious to me, he said. What happened has saddened me a lot, the house that I built and all my payments are gone, he said. Only God can compensate us. Bowen, Sinwar's death is a serious blow to Hamas, but not the end of the war. Israeli strikes said to have killed dozens in Gaza, UN says trickle of aid reaches North Gaza, as Israel denies blocking access. Israel Gaza War Gaza Hamas.